Exclusive interview: legendary playwright David Mamet satirizes Stormy Daniels' saga with The Diary of a Porn Star. By Jerome Hudson on January 24, 2020. Legendary playwright and screenwriter David Mamet joined Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe on Breitbart News Daily on SiriusXM Patriot 125 on Thursday to talk about his new book titled The Diary of a Porn Star by Priscilla Ristenranger. The book is a joke, and Priscilla is brilliant in the way that, like most people that you meet who are the most interesting people in life, who are autodidacts and ne'er-do-wells who make something of themselves, Mamet said about the main character of his book. Miss Ristenranger, or Leafy, the first-person narrator of her own life, as we come to know her, who is loosely inspired, Mamet says, by the absurdity of the whole Stormy Daniels news saga. Listen below. I would suppose, if you're a porn star, there's really nothing that has to do with the very limited number of ways people can do things to each other with their bodies that's going to interest you. So the question was, what interests her? So I said, what interests her is what interests me. I'm going to imagine myself into these situations, Mamet explained. Mamet was sure to note that there's absolutely nothing pornographic or obscene in the book. I always wanted to write a false interview. It's very, very freeing. When the whole Stormy Daniels thing was coming down, I was, as much of the country, intrigued, he said about what, in some ways, inspired the character Miss Ristenranger. Because it was the intersection of so many different flavors. Individual cupidity and perversity, our curiosity about sex. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be fun? But then, from having had some experience, I worked for Playboy for a year. I found that the people who were really involved with merchandising sex, it's the most unaphrodisiac thing in the world, Mamet said. So I thought, what would this porn star do in her off hours? And so it started out where she was rejected by Annapolis, U.S. Naval Academy. And then she went into the Forest Service. And then this guy hires her as his personal consultant to have sex with him. But he's so bored because he's a multi-money mega-billionaire. So he says, okay, we're only going to do it at the South Magnetic Pole. So it's that kind of thing. She makes it to Bohemian Grove, where no women are allowed, Alex notes, she dressed as a guy. And that's where she meets Shimon Peres, former president of Israel, and he takes her trout fishing. And she's responsible for saving the state of Israel from an attack by Iran. She's just all over. She was the junior nine-ball champion of Michigan in her youth, Mamet said. As you can probably tell, I just had such fun imagining this most interesting of characters. In his interview with Breitbart, Mamet also declared President Donald Trump a great president and spoke to the psychotic reaction on the left to his presidency. The reaction to Trump to me is fascinating, Mamet said. And one day I started looking at it and squinted my eyes. If you take a Freudian analytical concept, turn it inside out, flip cause and effect and see if the dream makes sense. So if we flip cause and effect, the reaction to Trump, which is psychotic, is equal, I believe, hydraulically to the reaction to a charismatic leader. David Mamet's iconic plays also include Glengarry Glen Ross, Oleana, and American Buffalo. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.